We're going to learn Daf Mem and Yuma. We're going to start from the Tashma, which is four lines down. But in order to understand the Tashma, we need a little bit of background. So the Gemara beforehand had just told us, there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether the gairol that you do when the Kohen Gadol picks out which is Lashem and which is Lazazel, whether that's ma'akev or not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not ma'akev. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yanai, it is ma'akev, meaning you have to do that. And then the Gemara says, really, it depends on a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether or not avodah that is done outside of the Kodesh Kodashim, in the Heichal, in the Azara rather, whether or not that's ma'akev or not. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, apipashtus, it's not ma'akev, and it's a machlokes, two gersois in the Gemara, whether it's ma'akev or not. And according to Rabbi Nechemya, even avodah that you do outside in the Azara is ma'akev. So with that background, now the Gemara says as follows, Toshema, mitzvah lahagril ulhisvados. It says there's a mitzvah that's what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do on Yom Kippur. He's supposed to do the hagrala, the picking the lots out of the kalvi, and also to do vidui on the animal. Loi higril v'loyisvado. Let's say for whatever reason he skipped either one of those parts of the process, kosher. It is kosher. So we see that it's kosher even if he mixed it. So that means it's not ma'akev. Oh, so we have a raya that it's not ma'akev. Now before, in the Gemara also tried to bring a raya that it's not ma'akev, which would be difficult according to the Mandiyama that is trying to explain that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's ma'akev, because here we see that it's not ma'akev. So the Gemara before wanted to answer that it meant lahaniach. Even though it says the word lahagril, it means lahaniach, which means that after you pull it out of the goyrol, you then take the lots and put them on the back of the animal. Everybody agrees that it's not ma'akev. Everybody agrees to that. So if you want to try to say the same thing over here also, that the word hagrola means hanocha, the problem is ema seifa. If you try to fit that into the seifa of the brayso, it says Reb Shimon Omer, loy higril kosher. Loyisvada posel. So Reb Shimon says by Lahigril, it's if you didn't do it, it's kosher, but the vidoy is posel. So now, in that context, my Lahigril, what does it mean that you didn't do the hagrola at all? Ilay malayhaniach. If you're trying to tell us that it means that Reb Shimon is simply trying to say that if you didn't do the hanochot, it's not ma'akev. Michlal de Reb Shimon sava hagrola ma'akva. So then, that would mean you're saying that I don't have to do the hanochot, but that implies that I have to do actually doing the hagrola is ma'akev. So even according to Reb Shimon, you must do the hagrola. So that would be very nice teretz. However, the problem is, Vatani, we learned in a braisa, meis echad mehen, mevi chaveiroi shaloi b'hagrola. So what happens is, normally we know, of course, there's supposed to be a pair of goats. One of them gets sent la'azazol, and one of them is shechted as a korban. So if one of them dies, before you finish the process, then you just bring another. Reb Shimon says you just bring another. You just bring another one replacement in its stead, and you don't have to bother going through the hagrola process again. So divrei Reb Shimon. So we see that Reb Shimon's shita is that it's not ma'akev, because if Reb Shimon held that it is ma'akev, that hagrola is an integral part of the process, how could you just bring another animal that wasn't part of the hagrola process? Elamai, he holds that really hagrola is not a problem. So it can't mean when Reb Shimon in the end of the braisa that we quoted earlier says that if you didn't do hagrola, it's okay. It can't mean hanacha, because that would imply that hagrola must be done, and we know that Shita's Reb Shimon is that it does not have to be done. So if so, we're left with a question, because the first statement was that we don't have to do hagrola, even according to the Tanakhama. So nobody holds that it is ma'akev, so it wouldn't fit Lefi Shita the way we were masked with the Gemara earlier, Lefi Shita's Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, you're right. The way to understand it is like this. Reb Shimon lo yoda Mike Ami Rabban. When Reb Shimon said that we don't understand that the hagrola is not ma'akev, it's because he was responding to the Rabbanon, but he wasn't sure what the Rabbanon were trying to say. V'halchi karmelahu, and this is what Reb Shimon was saying to the Rabbanon. I hagrola, hagrola mamish, ka'amrisa. When you said that the hagrola is not ma'akev, so then, plugino aleicha b'chada, then I argue about one point, because the two things that the Tanakhama discussed were whether or not you have to do the goyrol, and also whether or not you have to do vidui. So on that, Reb Shimon is responding and says, listen, on the goyrol part, I actually agree see that it's not ma'akev. But on the vidui part, I disagree. You think that it doesn't count. I think that it does count. So I only argue on one point. But if what you were saying before, when you said the word geirul, you really meant the hanocha part, the part of putting it on the back of the animal, which means that you hold that the geirul part is ma'akev, which now fits according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So if the geirul part is ma'akev, plugin alecha betarti. Now I argue on you. I have two issues with you. First of all, I hold that the geirul part is not ma'akev. You hold it is. And second of all, I also argue on the fact that you say vidui is not ma'akev. I hold that it is ma'akev. So Reb Shimon argues on both points. To fit this into the context of what the Gemara is trying to prove, is that we see that lefi Reb Shimon, he's understanding the Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon may have said that the hanocha is not ma'akev, which indicates that he holds that the geirul part is ma'akev. So if the geirul part is ma'akev, that would fit according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly according to Rabbi Nechemiah, but even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to be masbir, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the geirul part is ma'akev. Okay, so we don't have a raya one way or another whether or not the geirul part of the avoda is ma'akev or not. So Toshima, so the Gemara tries to bring another raya. Par ma'akev es ha-so'ir, v'so'ir ein ma'akev es ha-par. So it says like this, very interesting. So this says like this, that when you say the par is ma'akev, meaning those parts of the avoda that are supposed to be in order of the par and then the soyer, that if you skip the avoda that has to do with the par and you jump to the avoda of the soyer, that is ma'akev. The part that you have to do with the par must be done in its proper order. However, the flip side is v'sar ena ma'akev as a par b'mataras b'fnim, means that if you skipped the avoda you were supposed to do with the soyer and you accidentally jumped to the avoda of the par, that's not ma'akev. We're not gonna say that the whole avoda is possible and you have to redo it simply because you skipped doing something with the par. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out now which avoda specifically are we talking about that you skipped and it's still okay. Now it's a very important Rashi here to understand what the seder avoda is. So if we look right at the first wide line of Rashi, let's just read a couple lines in Rashi here to understand what the proper avoda order is, so we can understand what it is that you're skipping. So look at the first. So seder avoda kachi b'parsha. This is the avoda that you would do it if you were doing it in the perfect proper order. So again, the first wide line of Rashi says as follows: b'tchilu misvada ala par vidui rishon. First, you say vidui on the par, on the ox. V'achakach magril al hasar. Now that's very important. That's the very key part of this Gemara. The next, after you do the vidui on the par, now you're going to do the geirul, the lottery on the goat. V'achakach misvada ala par vidui sheni v'shachtoi. And then you go back to the par, go back to the ox, and you do a second vidui, and you shecht it. So this is where the soyer goes in between the avoda of the par. Then the avoda continues. Machnes kafu machta v'noisen es hakteris ala eish. So Rashi continues and says that then the next thing, part of the avoda, is you take the hakteris and you bring them into the kodesh kodashim. V'noisen midam hapar. Now once again, let's focus on the par and the sar order here. V'noisen midam hapar ala kaparis. You sprinkle the blood of the ox, of the par, on the cover of the ben abadim of the aroin. V'achgach shoychir es hasar. Then you go back outside and you shecht the goat, v'noisem imenu ala kapayrus, and you take again from the dam, right? And then you take from the dam of the goat and put it on the kapayrus. That's all b'fnim. Then you come out, v'achagach noisem bidam hapar ala peroiches. Then you jump back to the par and you sprinkle the dam on the peroiches, right? The curtain between the kodesh and the kodesh kodashim. V'achagach midam hasor. Then you go back and you jump now to the soyer and you sprinkle that dam on the peroiches. V'achagach ma'ariv dam v'noisem alas ve'achapnimi. And then you take the bloods together, both the dam of the soyer and the dam of the par, and you mix them together and you once again sprinkle them on the mizbech. Okay, so you see the avoda flips back and forth, jumps back and forth between the par and the soyer. So we're going to have to figure out which avoided exactly are we talking about in this process that you skipped. Which thing did you skip? So let's go back into the Gemara now so that we see, and we'll try to figure it out. So Bishloim Parma Akevas HaSoyer, I understand when we say that the ox has to be in order, what does that mean? So I understand what that simply means is that if I did the avoid of the sor without working on the par first, you notice that everything is first done with the par, and then after we do this similar avoid with the par, then we jump and we do the same thing with the sor. But the par always comes first, so we understand that if you skip the par and jump to the sor, that's going to be out of order. It's not going to work. Which avoid exactly is it that if you do the sawyer first, meaning without doing the par, which is it that you didn't do? Mainu ilemadi akte matonis the par behecho mekame matonis the sawyer befnim, that if you went ahead and you sprinkled the dam of the par inside the hechel, inside ben abadan before you did. Matanas behechel, mekame matanas de soyer bifnim, that you did before you sprinkled the dam on the hechel, meaning on the pareches, before you did the sprinkling of the dam of the soyer ben abadim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what you skipped. You skipped the sprinkling of the dam of the soyer first. That can't be. That cannot be what this Brisa is saying, that it doesn't matter. Why? Chukuksiv behu, because everything that it said inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the order is ma'akev as a general rule. Nothing to do with the soyer of the par. Everything that's inside the Kodesh Kedoshim has to be done in a precise order. So the sprinkling of the dam of the soyer must be done before you can jump back and do anything outside the Kodesh Kodashim. So that can't be the avodah that you skipped. Elalav de akdem atonis de par bifnim mekame hagrolo. So it must be that what you skipped here, and this is the point that we're trying to focus on, is that you went ahead and you did the matonis of the par inside before you even did the hagrolo, before you even did the geirol on the soyer. So we see that and that's what we're saying, you could skip that process. Now, the Gemara assumes, Omi desidra loy ma'akra, since we see that it doesn't matter, the order of when you do the geirul doesn't really matter. Of course, there's a preference, but it doesn't interfere with anything. Ikra hagrola nami loy ma'akra, so the Gemara wants to take the jump to the next step and say, okay, I guess doing the geirul itself really doesn't matter anyway. It's a mitzvah and you should do it, but if you don't do it, it's not going to be a problem. So we see, this proves that you don't really have to do the geirul in the first place. Gemara answers, loy, that's not the process that we're skipping over here. The akdem atonis de parim mizbeach mekamim atonis de sorah behechol. Now, enochanami, we're not talking about the sprinkling inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, but rather, as we mentioned in the avoid over here, that you sprinkled the dam of the par on the mizbeach before you did the sprinkling of the dam on the pareches. Really, if everything was done in proper order, you should have sprinkled the dam of the sar on the pareches, on the curtain, which is also outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, but it's supposed to come before you sprinkle the dam on the of the par on the mizbech. If you did that out of order, that's where we say that it's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda, and that would only fit according to Rav Shittas. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Dvar Manasim, but Big Day Lavon, b'chutz lo ma'akev. Remember, this was the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the avodah that you do outside is ma'akev, and this would be the exact example, because sprinkling the dam of the par on the mizbeach is outside, clearly, and also sprinkling the dam on the preches is also outside. So either of those two things would not be, the order over there would not be a problem. Okay, now, but the problem is that that's a very nice teretz, but it doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa. The Braisa says that the order doesn't matter bifnim, and you said everything inside has to have chukah. It says chukah has to be in exactly order. So we see that even inside the order doesn't matter. The Gemara, and if that's true, it would come out that the geirul is not ma'akev. The Gemara answers, you're right. Elohamani Reb Shimon Hida Amar Hagrola Loi Ma'akva. So we have to say a new shita. Till now, we were trying to explain according to shitas Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya, according to Reb Yanai, the way Reb Yanai and Reb Yochanan were being masbir, but it doesn't work according to shitas Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. You have to say it goes according to Reb Shimon, which is a third Tana, and he in fact holds that it's not ma'akev, so it's not going to be a problem. So we now do have a shita that says the geirul is not ma'akev at all. That's one teretz. The Iboy Yisema, another teretz is Loilam Reb Yehuda. Remember, the beginning of the Gemara was trying to prove in Shitas Reb Yehuda whether or not it's ma'akev. Really, we could go according to Shitas Reb Yehuda. And we're assuming that even though if you go out of order, it's okay. See, it was an assumption before. We assumed that if the order doesn't matter, the whole idea, the whole concept doesn't matter. But that's not true. Just because you can go out of order doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be done. It must be done. The hagrolo is ma'akev. So that's the teretz of the Gemara. We can go according to Shitas Reb Yehuda that the order is not important. mentioned. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could still argue and say that it must be done, even if it's out of order, but it must be done. Okay, now, it's interesting, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what this next line of the Gemara is going. According to the Pashtos of the Shitas Rashi, is that this Gemara really is going back on before the Toshima, and it's sort of out of order. It's really going back on the case before. It says, Va'ozdu l'taymayu. And it's going on the order of whether or not the Machlokes, the way Rashi is learning, the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Tana Kama about whether or not you have to do Vidui is Lefi Shitosam, whether or not Vidui is Ma'akin. Titania, we learned in a Braisa. It says now on the top of Omer Beis, Yamod Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper Olav. It says that the animals, that the sawyer, the two goats, one is going to go La'azaz, one is going to be brought to as a carbon, have to remain alive until you do the kaparo. Now, the Gemara wants to understand, Ad Mosa Yia Zokuk La'amod Chai, how long do the animal have to be alive in order to know that you've done the process correctly? And now that the process is done, even if something happens afterwards, it's not a problem. Achas matan domoy shel chaveiroi. Tiber Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda now says that it has to stay alive until you do the sprinkling of the dam of, you cannot, if the azazel, if it were to die, it would be a problem if it dies before we shechted and sprinkled the dam of the other goat that was supposed to be La Hashem. So once you get to the shechita part, then it's fine. You don't have to go back on that. Once you do the sprinkling, it's done. It's complete. And if anything happens afterwards, you'll just bring a different sar lazazel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he holds it's the sprinkling. Rabbi Shimon Oimer ad shas vidui devarim. He says no, it doesn't have to, you don't even have to wait for the sprinkling. What's important, what must be done is the vidu that we say on the animal before we even shecht it. Okay, so b'maykam iflagi, the Gemara makes this simple for us. What are they arguing about? Because the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, l'chaper, what it says in the Pasuk, that it has to be alive, l'chaper, as a kapara, but kapara is domim ha'kosim medaber. As we know, we're familiar with the fact that the sprinkling of the dam is usually when we get our kapara, so that's what the Pasuk is referring to over here. Also, that's where the Torah is makbid, that the animal should stay alive. V'cheinu oimer, v'chilu mechaper es ha'kodesh. And it says also, there's a kapara by hektish. Ma'la halom b'kapara is domim, just like by every other carbon, it's the sprinkling of the dam. Afkan kaparas damim. So to over here also by the azazel, the sar and the sar lashem and the sar lazazel also is from the sprinkling of the dam. That's when you get your kapara. Divrei Reb Yehuda. However, Reb Shimon Oimer, so this is the machlekes. Reb Shimon says lechaper olav, the kaparas dvar makosav medaber. He says that it's really talking about the kapara, the obligation of the Kohen Gadol is to say vidui. The kapara, the sprinkling is part of the avodah, but the kapara is when the Kohen Gadol davens and he says the vidui on the animal. So that's according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that's all you need, and you just need the vidui. Okay, that again according to Rashi, the Pashup Shana is going on the Gemara before the Machlekes on whether you have to do the vidui or not, and that's why Shitas Rabbi Shimon says that yes, of course you have to do the vidui. If you don't do the vidui, then you haven't really done the kapara of the animal. Okay, but going back now on the point that we were talking before. So, okay, according to Rashi, the Gemara is a little bit jumps around out of order over here. But now we're going back on the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. Toshima, Sholu Talmidov es Rabbi Akiva. So they asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. Ola b'smol. What happens if, when you did the Geirul, when you did the lottery, it came out that, you know, of course the preference is that the Hashem, the lottery, the lot that says Hashem should come up in your right hand. What happens if it comes up in the left hand? So what, can I switch it and put it in my right hand? Okay? Simply so, I want it to come out in my right hand. So Rabbi Akiva answered, Al titnu mokum l'tzadikim l'radois. Don't give the tzadukim an excuse to say, oh, you guys are just making it up as you're going along, it's not serious. Meaning, oh, so the Gemara wants to understand this. So you're just saying that the reason don't do this is because you don't want to play games, because you don't want them to come up with an excuse. But really, min hadin, you're saying that it could work. You're saying min hadin, it doesn't really matter. Saying that the hagrolo is not really ma'akev. It's just what we, you know, there's a preference, it's in a simin, and so on and so forth. But you just don't want to, you know, give them an excuse to say that we're not taking it seriously. But in terms of whether it really has to be done, it doesn't matter. Because if it mattered, switching is not going to help. But again, it's according to what we just said before, that the geirul is ma'akev, it must be done. So what would be the havamina that once you did the geirul and it's ma'akev, it has to be done that way? So what would be the havamina that you could then take it and just switch hands? So Amar Rava, Hachi Karmar. What I meant to ask is as follows, more sophisticated than that. Olah ha-goyra but small. Of course, if it comes out on the left hand, it is the way it is, and the goat on your left side is the one that's going to go la-Hashem. However, the question was, mal she-yachzer lo-i-ula se'iroi li-yamin. So just move everything around. It is, the goat on your left is the goat that has to be shechted la-Hashem. But just now switch that goat to your right hand, to your right side, and switch the lottery to the right side, and let everybody think that it came up in the right hand. So on that, he says, on that, don't give the tzaddikim an excuse to come up and say that it's not serious. But again, what does this prove? This proves that once the goyrel came up in the left hand, of course, that's when it is kabua. That's when it's set which carbon it is, and you can't undo that because we see the goyrel is ma'akev. So, or at least that's a way to explain it so that we don't have a raya one way or the other. The Gemara continues, Toshima. Ilu Namar es hasoir asher olov. If it said that you put the girl on that goat, hayisiyomer yanicha olov, that you actually have to put it, you have to put the lot on the goat itself. Talmud Leimer olov, that it just comes up that way. So we understand kivan shalo shuvei nitzarech, that once the lot comes up in your hand, we know it automatically refers to the animal on that side. Now, Lamai. Now, what are we talking about specifically? Ilema la mitzvah. If he's just telling us that this is the preference, the way it should be done, but it doesn't have to be done. To michlal da hanocha mitzvah namiloi. So what you're saying is, even doing the lottery is just a preference. Putting it on the back doesn't have to be done at all whatsoever. But that's not true, because we know there is part of the avodah to put the lot on the animal's back. That is a mitzvah. Elalav la'akev. So it must be that since the hanocha part is a mitzvah, what we're just talking about over here is whether it must be done. So we see that we're talking about what must be done. So it's saying the hagrolo, doing the girl itself, is ma'akev hanocha loy ma'akev, but putting it on the back of the animal, that's where it doesn't count. Oh, so now we see, now is a raya the other way around. Now we see that it proves that the goyro must be done. What he meant to say is like this. Ilu nemar asher olav, if it said what it came up on it, no, it's not the fact that you have to put it on the, whether or not you put it on the animal at all. It's how long you have to keep it there. You would think that you have to keep it there the entire time until you're ready to shech the animal. That's why the pasuk says once it comes up, that once it came up and you put it on the animal and you showed which animal it is, okay, fine, you can move on, but it doesn't have to stay there until the time of shechita. Again, so it doesn't prove anything about the goyrel, because we're just talking about how long it has to stay on the back of the animal. So we continue with the raya, Toshima, va'asor chatos, that animal has to be done as a korban chatos. Hagoyrul oiseo chatos. So we see that the goyrel, once you do the goyrel, that's what makes it into the korban chatos. Ve'en Hashem oiseo chatos. And the mere fact that I just said, I decided this animal should be the korban chatos. Again, we're talking about the two goats. One goes la'azazel, one goes la'Hashem. It's not just a matter of saying, I decided that this one should be the korban chatos. So that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Now, sheyachol, I might have made a mistake. Because I could have made a drasha like this. Normally, under normal circumstances, I don't do a geirul. A regular case, I just go over to an animal and I say, this animal should be the korban chatos, and that works. So mokum shagidish hagoyrul ene din shikadash Hashem. And so if just calling the animal works, so if the Torah even says that a goyrul works, which is not the normal way, so certainly the normal way of calling the animal should work. That's what I would think, that the goyrul is just like an extra credit way to do it. Tamad loim revasar chatos. That's why the pasuk has to say that that's the way to make it a korban chatos. A goyrul oise chatos ven Hashem oise chatos. It's only because through the goyrul on Yom Kippur, it's only through the goyrul itself that makes it into a korban chatos, but not the normal way, so to speak, the way you would, the regular way of deciding that this is the way to make it into a korban chatos. Oh, now, to make the point over here, so what do we see? By the fact that we're darshaning the pasuk to insist that the goyrul must be done, and it's the only way that it could be done, so obviously it's ma'akev, because there's no other way. Now, what does this prove? Now, on top of Memalef and Meralef, the Gemara says, Stam Sifra, Mani Rabbi Yehuda. And generally, when we have a Sifra, we know that the author of the Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'katani ha-goyrul oisechatas, v'enashem oisechatas. And the point of that whole Sifra, that whole braisa, is to say that the only way to make it into a karbachatas is through a goyrul. So we see, very clearly, ha-goyrul ma'akev. We see that the goyrul is ma'akev. So therefore, we see Shitas Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is ma'akev. Tiyufta demandi yama, ha-goyrul loy ma'akvo. Tiyufta, and the Gemara says, okay, so now we slugged up demandi yama, that says that even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the girl is not magif. So even though Rabbi Yehuda generally holds that the avoda that is done chutz l'kodesh can be is not ma'akev by the girl is ma'akev, because we see over here the Sifra Shitas Rabbi Yehuda says that the girl must be done, and it's the only way to call the azazel to make the sayer one la'azazel and one l'chatos. So, and that goes back to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara explained that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is because it says Allah twice. Since it says Asher Allah two times, that's why this goyel is ma'akev, even though it's an exception to the rule, even though Rabbi Yehuda generally holds the avoid and the azar is on Yom Kippur is not ma'akev, because the pasuk repeats itself, therefore even the goyel is ma'akev, even lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the final pshat. So once we're discussing the goyel and kriya shem, now the Gemara on Mem Aleph is going to get onto a different topic, but we'll stop over here. Thank you.